Hello. I got a request from Booger Bear Bean to talk about cock. And I do love talking about cock, so I'm more than happy to oblige. I really do love talking about cock. Well, honestly, I love sucking cock more. But, I suppose I'll talk about some of my favorite cocks I've had. I used to be a size queen. I used to think bigger was better, and thicker was always greater. But, that was changed actually when I met a guy and he had actually a pretty average cock. 5.5 inches. Not thick, but not thin. Pretty average. Just all around average cock. And I was like, oh, I guess. It's not bad. It was easy to suck. Didn't have to gag on it. I didn't have to really deep throat it. It was fun to suck. Again, really easy. But he actually surprised me when I sucked him for the first time. Because when he came, I had a gulp 3 times to swallow his whole load. He was a one man bukkake show, honestly. And it was delicious. And when we had sex, it was one of the best I've ever had. It was actually pretty amazing. It hit the right spot over and over again. Pretty much in any position. And he was on the thinner side. Usually, like my guys, a little thicker. Taller too. But hey, when you have good cock, you're willing to look past your physical preferences to enjoy it. And I enjoyed it immensely. I loved it when he pulled out and he was coming. He would cover me in cum from my fresh fucked pussy all the way up my body, over my tits, splattering against my neck, covering my face, and even getting into my hair. Or even farther, hitting the side of the couch or the wall. Or even the floor. It was good. So I learned not to be a size queen because even the biggest cocks doesn't mean you always get the best action. And speaking of big cocks, the biggest cock I've had was, I believe, a foot long cock, and that was just enormous. And I literally had so much fun sucking it. I would do my absolute best to get it all the way in my mouth, forcing it down my throat. And it was definitely a trial sometimes, but I worked hard for what I wanted, and I don't give up very easily. So I was able to, after a few tries, same session of course, to fit it all the way down until my lips pressed against his pelvis, and I had my nose buried in his pelvic area. And God, it left me with a sore throat for days, but it was well worth the minor suffering. The sex was okay. It wasn't the greatest thing I've ever had. It was good. I think probably because technique needed to be used more. I believe technique is more important than size. Size does help, because you still need to have a decent size to be able to feel it. Sorry, it just is how it is. You can't feel a 1-inch cock, no matter how much you try. And girth, I think, is more important than length. Because you can have an average size cock and a very thick girth, and it could feel better than a long cock with a thin girth. But this ginormous fucking cock was one of my favorite things to suck. And I remember the first time I sucked it. It was, I'll admit it, I am an addicted cock sucker. So I love sucking cock. But, it was probably, gosh, at least a month or two since I sucked cock. So I was really, really jonesing for a cock in my mouth. And we ended up at some sort of restaurant with his friends. They went inside and we stayed in the car. And we were in the back seat. And I just remember pushing him to lay down or lean back against the back seat while I got between his legs, which very difficult in that small car. So I just went to town on his cock, moaning and gagging around it, bobbing my head, just having a good old time myself. And I don't think I really cared too much if he was. I knew he was, but I was more interested in beating my need to suck cock than to get to really pay attention to him. And the means to the end, he still came, which is important. And it's what I wanted, because I also love cum. But I just kept sucking and sucking and forcing this just fucking huge cock into my mouth over and over again until eventually he came down my throat and I pulled back enough to be able to taste some of it. I don't think it was the best cum I've ever had. But it definitely wasn't the worst. Which I am very, very grateful for, because I've had bad cum. And bad cock. Ugh. And I was just honestly in cocksucker heaven. And that may or not be a result from not being able to suck cock for a while. Another cock I really enjoyed was probably an ex-boyfriend's. We were together for quite a few years. And He's a grower, not a shower, which is fine. Because when he grew, it was a really good cock. At least a good 8 inches. And nice and thick, but not beer can thick. It felt excellent inside. But again, technique is important. And he was, the best word to describe it is selfish. He would rather masturbate than have sex because he didn't want to focus on me obtaining pleasure because selfishness. Which I was okay with for the majority of the time. But my favorite thing to do would be, if I couldn't sleep, which is quite often, would be to crawl in between his legs, pull down his shorts or his boxers, both, and just start sucking his cock. He did get hard quite a bit in the middle of the night, so sometimes it would be, you know, raring to go, and other times I would have to coax it to life, which never took too long. And I would just suck and suck and suck until he woke up and started getting into it, grabbing the back of my head, guiding me up and down, forcing me all the way down his cock, and back up again. And he would come into my mouth, and I would swallow every drop. And when I feel particularly hungry, I can wait a little bit and then do it again, which was always nice. That recovery time sometimes, though, was awesome. So a few minutes later, if I was still hungry, go right back down, start sucking his cock again, and then I would get another mouth load of that yummy, yummy cum, and then I would go back to sleep, or I would go to sleep, depending. Sometimes I woke up in the middle of the night craving cock, other times I would need a good fix to get to bed. So either way, cock is a great fix for me. And since we're talking about the best, we have to talk about the worst. And the worst was from this one guy I was interested in for a while. And we kind of had an on-again, off-again thing where I would be in a relationship and he would want me. I would go out of a relationship and I would think, hey, maybe he would want to give it a try. And then he would dick around and not be interested. But at some point, I just broke up with my boyfriend. It was a rebound boyfriend, so. And I was like, you know what? We're going to do this. So I go over to his place, spend the night. And this is my first time seeing his cock, and any cock like this. But it was short and hooked and thin. And when I say hooked, I mean when it was, you know, hard, it hooked like a come hither finger, like a fishing hook, where it would go straight for a little bit and then curve, and the head would be pointing up, and it was very awkward to have sex with, considering it was short It was thin, and it was very, very hooked. It was the only cock I've ever seen like that. It's the only cock I've ever had like that. And later on, because he loves to talk crap, he said I was a dead fish. And I just laughed, because it was hilarious. Because any of my lovers could easily tell you, I am not a dead fish. Especially when it comes to cock and sucking it. Sucking it was very difficult. I had to do a 69 position, sort of, or a side position, to be able to suck it as close to properly as I could. I couldn't say it was actual proper cock sucking because I couldn't honestly do it correctly. I couldn't go all the way down because it just hooked weird. Another was actually a friend of mine, and he had a very small cock. And when I say very small, I don't mean the average size. I don't mean slightly below average. I mean, honestly, I think it was a 2-inch cock. And it wasn't thick. It wasn't extremely thin, but it was on the thinner side. But he did eat pussy very well. Or he had the enthusiasm to eat pussy well. Lacked technique and lacked hitting the right spots. Short tongue. But the enthusiasm was there. You get bonus points for enthusiasm. So he would eat me out, I would come, and I would offer to suck his cock, but he wanted to have sex. And I was like, oh, okay. And I couldn't really feel it. And it was just a very difficult, awkward type of thing. And I felt bad, but I couldn't really do much more. I offered to suck him off after the sex failed. And I think he was embarrassed. And I said it was fine. Again, I don't discriminate really against cock. Cock is cock, and as long as if I want to suck, I will suck your fucking cock. And I won't judge if it's smaller or thinner, bigger or fatter. As long as I can suck it, I'm happy. Sex is different though. But I felt bad for him. Because I really wanted to make him feel good. And I always take it as a personal pain when I can't make my partner orgasm. It hurts so bad. But he always did offer to be friends with benefits, with the benefit of me getting eaten out whenever I wanted. Bonus side for me. It probably helps that he is into that sissification thing. Not my thing, really, but not a lot of guys really offer to eat pussy very often and enjoy it and want to do it, in my personal opinion and experiences. That's why I always focus more on sucking cock than having sex or asking, begging to be eaten out. Because what guy really turns down having their cock sucked? Not many. I don't think I've ever really been turned down when I offered to suck someone's cock, unless it was the second time around. Some guys just don't have a good, refractionary rate. One guy couldn't get it up and come again for a whole day. One and done a day. Just no fun for a cock hungry slut. For shame. But the cum load is more than worth it. That's pretty much the best and the worst I have on cock. And this was my cock talk. And I hope you enjoyed it.